USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least 30 people have been killed in the latest exchange of attacks between Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza. A barrage of rockets was launched Tuesday, reaching Tel Aviv and sending thousands in Israel's largest city into bomb shelters. Israeli Defense Forces responded with airstrikes into Gaza, targeting buildings controlled by Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a nationally televised address that Hamas and Islamic Jihad would pay a heavy price for the latest series of rocket attacks. And prosecutors in Georgia say they will seek the death penalty for a man accused of killing 8 people in a March shooting spree. Robert Aaron Long was indicted by 2 grand juries Tuesday on 4 counts of murder, 4 counts of felony murder, weapons charges, and a charge of domestic terrorism for the killings. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis says she intends to also seek hate crime charges and will seek the death penalty in the case. 6 of the 8 victims in the shootings were of Asian descent. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with their subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Federal investigators began tracking the cyber attackers of the Colonial Pipeline identified as the Dark Side back in October. But their probe is just now being made public. John Clemens reports.
Now the U.S. intelligence community is investigating if the Russian cyber attackers had any connection to a nation state. The cyber attack has caused major disruptions in gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel for a large part of the nation. Ann Neuberger, Deputy National Security Advisor for Cybersecurity and for Emerging Technologies, tells us it's now up to private businesses as to how to deal with the attacks.
So first, we recognize that victims of cyber attacks often face a very difficult situation, and they have to just balance often the cost-benefit when they have no choice with regard to paying a ransom. Colonial is a private company, and we'll defer information regarding their decision on paying a ransom to them.
From the USA Radio News, Texas Bureau. I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas's Attorney General is blaming the White House for the continuing humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Lance Pry reports.
As the Biden administration continues to put the U.S.-Mexico border crisis on the back burner, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News President Biden's policies have led to this humanitarian surge.
Sadly, I think that may be part of how people remember this. I mean, this started from his first day in office when he invited people to come in and said, we won't deport you, and look at the results. We knew the results would be similar. We didn't have any idea how bad they'd be. And just going to the border, which I wish he would experience the same thing I've experienced, which is seeing all these kids packed in, high risk of disease, being dealt with by the cartels because they don't get here unless the cartels let them. And the only people I think that are benefiting by this humanitarian crisis are the cartels.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Major League Baseball has told the Oakland Athletics to begin exploring relocating as the team's quest for a new stadium continues. In a statement Tuesday, the league said that it was concerned with the rate of progress on the A's new ballpark effort and reiterated its view that the A's current home, the Oakland Coliseum, is not a viable option for the future vision of baseball. The team's lease with the building expires in 2024. The A's presented the Oakland City Council with a plan for a waterfront stadium in November of 2018, with team president Dave Cabal recently urging the city council to vote on the proposal by this summer. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.